I am now the proud owner of almost 100 acres of very dense rainforest on the Big Island of Hawaii. Interestingly enough, I have no real clue what is on the land.
That's Something Awful Goon's Socratic Moron. We'll be hearing a lot from him this episode. We just heard from Thread He Started, asking how to cut trails through his new private rainforest. After some helpful advice, the thread peters out, and he posts a new thread, this one titled, From Dense Rainforest to Retreat Center, a Near Overwhelming Project. In it, he sets out his vision.
My intent is to build a home and retreat center over the coming years with a focus on permaculture, regeneration, and building all kinds of badass stuff. I want to get to a point where the land is almost completely sustainable in the way of food via raised fish, chickens, fruit trees, gardens, etc.
So-called goon projects have a reputation for wildly overpromising and then wildly under-delivering. This one's my favorite. I'm Stephanie B., and this is Ephemera.
Anyway, I would absolutely provide food and housing for anyone interested in coming to work the land, hang out, and have an awesome time.
He's offered to pay the first two volunteers $500 a month, as well as the aforementioned food and housing. He gets a few bites, one of them a British 19-year-old girl.
Are you serious about that? Because a gap year clearing rainforest in Hawaii sounds like a dream, and I'm going to be on that side of the world in June. I'm from the UK. I'm in good health, could be fitter, and don't have any allergies or dietary requirements. And as far as I know, I don't have anything planned for the rest of my life and would be very, very happy to just live off the land in Hawaii.
A few pages later, she posts this.
My parents laughed at me last night when I said I'm going to Hawaii to live with hippies in the forest.
The thread continues apace. Socratic Moron gets advice about GPS mapping from a government surveyor and announces that he's picking up some chickens to see how they do. Mad Lil Nerd, the British girl, offers to name the chickens. Here's what she posted when she arrived at Samadhi Village.
Had fun on the land today. I was allowed to slack off with the dog whilst the others worked because it was my first day. Met the piggies, mean fuckers, and the chickens, and then got to drive the crazy six-wheeled thing, which was fairly terrifying. Got taught how to sharpen a machete. No injuries, until I got driven back and forgot how high up the pickup truck was, went to step out of it, and as if it were a Fiat Punto, landed on my knees in sharp gravel. Ow.
Another update.
I'm going to begin trapping mongoose on Monday. The mongoose was originally introduced to Hawaii in the 1800s in an attempt to kill rats, but it turns out that they operate during the day here, and the rats here are nocturnal. Good job, huh? So instead, the mongoose decimate birds, including chickens, to the point that some are endangered. I don't like to catch animals and then not utilize them in some way. Does anyone know if mongoose fur is a useful product? And how about eating them?
And then, a week later...
We trapped our first mongoose today. Those fuckers are mean. Wow! Hissing, growling, spitting, snarling. I have no doubt it wanted to eat our faces. Any idea for humane killing of these things? Opening the cage while it is alive is a no-go. As such, I'm not overly comfortable shooting it. Drowning it would work, but isn't very humane. Ideas?
More volunteers arrive. Socratic Moron buys a gator, a rugged 6x4 vehicle for clearing paths and hauling shit. The Samadhi Village crew build a chicken coop 7 miles away from the land and haul it, already finished, by truck and ATV to its resting point. More goons read the thread and decide to offer advice. Here's one by the name of Vernie.
from your updates, it appears to me that you may want to refocus and prioritize your efforts in this project. It seems very scattershot right now. My major is basically administration management, and a lot of what you've posted seems to betray a lack of basic project organization and scope creep. This is dangerous for any project, because it tends to lead to essential deliverables falling behind schedule, cost overrun, lowered morale, and so on, if not the outright failure of the project itself. I can go into this stuff in more detail if you'd like. Hopefully you'll consider it, because at this point, it definitely seems like you're going to end up with a bunch of goons aimlessly hacking away at the jungle and accomplishing nothing important.
Everyone makes fun of Verney for being a stick in the mud. That's how it is for Cassandra, I guess. It's around this time that Fjad finds the thread, I think. Fjad, which was, and I guess still is, a pink-backgrounded forum for shitposting, jokes, and hanging out with your friends, took an interest in Socratic Moron's project and started their own parallel thread for laughing at the things goons were saying in the main thread. A lot of it has been pretty laughable, to be honest. People want to be paid to work the land, except actually they want to show up and do quilting or homebrew beer, and nobody seems to be very handy or even really fit. Here's Fjad superstar Ingwit, testing the waters in the main thread with a joke post.
Have you given any thought to recording the whole experience? Of course, video cameras are what come to mind naturally, but I was thinking more writing, maybe something like a poet laureate of Samadhi Village. Like someone taking notes the whole time, helping memorialize touchstone events, perhaps at some point in the future authoring public relations releases, doing the flavor text for a website, that sort of thing. I can write pretty well, and I'd be interested in helping out.
He trolls a couple people, and Socratic Moron thinks he's being helpful, which is probably best for everyone involved. The three first goon volunteers arrive. They're staying in a rented cabin near Socratic Moron's property, which is by all accounts pretty nice. They have a TV, some DVDs, and a Wii. Here's Nitro Spaz, the fourth volunteer.
I arrived Sunday afternoon, had my first day on the land yesterday. What a cool place and a great group of people. Yesterday, I planted potato plants, learned how to use a machete, helped clear the beginning of a new trail, and hauled some lava rocks to the driveway. The mongoose haven't gotten us yet.
The thread is pretty slow for the next couple days. Another goon says he wishes he could just drop everything and fly out to the jungle to do construction, but he sends his best, okay? Boy, I wish I could do it. But, there's a lot of that. Eventually, Socratic Moron returns.
I've been rather quiet lately due to the fact that I've been bummed out. On July 1st, the 6x4 gator and a shitload of tools were stolen from the land. The tools didn't surprise me all that much because Hawaii has one of the highest theft rates in the country. The Big Island is the highest of all the islands, and the Puna District, the one we're in, has the highest theft rate on the Big Island. However, the gator getting stolen did surprise me as they literally cut down two trees and hotwired it in order to steal it. To say this theft brought up a lot of emotion and stress would be an understatement. God knows I didn't budget for it. I know there are some goons in Hawaii and others with connections. Please spread the word over Coconut Wireless as there is a $1,000 reward for the return of the gator. I'm slowly getting over it, but am holding on to a thin ray of hope. With all that said, we're working on multiple projects right now. We're building a huge gate, Reactionary Security +++, cutting more exploratory trails at 12 and 1500, building a longer driveway using nearby lava rock since we're tired of getting stuck in the mud, and various other tasks. All four goon volunteers are absolutely amazing people, and I'm super impressed by everything they're doing. They're hardworking, entertaining, and just plain cool people. I'm quite pleased to have made four new friends thanks to this project.
Someone on Fjad summarizes his news this way.
Buy an extremely valuable and necessary off-road utility vehicle for the purpose of destroying trees by hooking them via chain to the vehicle and driving forward to pull down the tree, then be surprised when it gets stolen after you've chained it to a tree for safety.
At the same time, New people keep finding the thread and posting excitedly about how much they'd love to fly out there to work the land, but can't. Such a shame. Darn. Here's a guy who says he wants to fly out there and film the Samadhi Village goons.
Honestly, I think what you're doing may be Discovery Channel worthy. I think the only thing keeping it from that would be the fact that a tiny crew and my somewhat lacking editing skills, though what better way to learn, making it look lacking polish. I'd basically be doing the equivalent of a bunch of people having no idea what they're doing making a documentary. So it all fits!
Someone else asks about how the little piglets are doing.
Ah, the piglets. This was a day and a half. Just to refresh your memory, we had two little piggies, Spam, the boy, and Lady Oink. Spam had a weird slash possibly missing eye and was being pussy-whipped by Lady. We decided that because he had shit quality of life, it was probably best if we killed him and let Lady live. Plus, she was getting all cute and letting me scratch her back and shit. The plan was two people would get into the pig pen, hold him down, hog-tie him, take him out, shoot him in the back of the head, string him up, and slit his throat. The piglets had other ideas. Freaked out by the two scary, burly men in her pen, Lady jumped 3 feet and scrambled out of the pen, dashing off into the jungle. The plan changes. She's now on the menu. We watch her trot off over the hill and into the brush and hold our ground. We know she'll come back out. She's not used to the jungle. Everyone listens for telltale oinking, and we all reposition, ready to pounce when she emerges. Nonchalantly, Lady strolls forth. Socratic Moron takes aim with the handgun, and with the accuracy of a bad guy in a western, he fires off 6 rounds. One hits Lady straight through the ribcage. She freaks, turns, runs off into the jungle. We wait until the piercing squeals stop and retrieve her.
The thread freaks out. Socratic Moron tries to defend himself.
Okay, if you have a more humane, efficient, cost-effective way to kill them, please share, as I'd be happy to employ it. There was a discussion about this previously in the thread, as I am not a fan of it occasionally taking multiple shots either.
Well, the most humane method would be not to kill them at all and build a better coop. But if you're asking me about the best method of killing them, I wouldn't know. I would guess that there is something more humane than shooting them over and over again in the face with a BB gun.
A 22!
Socratic Moron digs his heels in. The pellet rifle can work, he insists. He just needs more practice. A forum mod who's been a little too real for Socratic Moron in the past makes a big post where he calls OP an idiot.
Yes, I know this is a learning experience. Yes, I know that you're working out the best location or locations for buildings. But there's a serious lack of planning happening here. You offhandedly mention every once in a while that you want to get the communal main building in first and then go back to the strawberry guava harvest and the slaughter of mongoose.
A Yad posts in the Fiad thread.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and remember that this is real. What they are doing is actually really happening. And then I laugh in bed until the sun comes up. Sometimes 4 to 6 hours of laughter.
This continues. But then Maud, and also a Fiad, Abe, has a startling revelation. Socratic Moron used to be the gun owner, a.k.a. D. Chapman, a.k.a. the guy who made the Living with Style web forum, where you could cash in so-called style points for good posting and get tchotchkes. It's an incredible own, because as Abe explains...
He went like 50k plus into debt for not being able to pay for bandwidth, server leases, colo costs, and for all of the shit that he was supposed to send his 200-some users browsing his forums. So he sold it to this Indian developer for like 5k or less and ditched them without saying a word. Then he founded Zoints.com, which was basically a way of rewarding anyone on the internet style points, called Zoints, for doing anything on the web, a la link aggregation. It had like 20 part-time employees and 13 users that signed up, so it failed out too. And I don't know exactly the aftermath, and I stopped following the story of how absolute terrible the gun owner was at that point, and people stopped giving me updates about it. Turns out in the past 2 years he went gay for yoga and decided it would be a good idea to found a yoga retreat island in the middle of the jungles of Hawaii. With no prior experience with construction, development planning, working with real human beings, or success, and somehow managed to convince goons to fly out there on their own dime to help him torture animals and make coat racks out of barely hacked apart trees.
Shortly after Abe posts this, Socratic Moron decides to close his thread.
Anyway, after pondering things a bit, we've decided to close this thread for now since it has taken on a life of its own. We'll reopen it when we hit roadblocks and could use advice. We'll post regular updates of how we're doing to our blog for those that are interested. Thanks, guys!
Later that afternoon, at Fjad's behest, forum mod Doc Evil unlocks the thread again. It immediately devolves into chaos as the residents of SA's DIY forum, who had generally followed the thread with earnest curiosity and interest, became furious at Fjad for ruining their thread. Socratic Moron closes it a second time. Abe opens it again. People shit all over the thread until it dies. But let's compare the life of the thread with the lifespan of the project. In May of 2009, Socratic Moron posts his first thread and starts working the land with his girlfriend and a buddy. By mid-June, Mad Lil Nerd and three or four other volunteers have shown up. By the end of July, the thread falls apart. Over the course of 3 months, Socratic Moron has built a fence around nothing in particular, lost the gator, built a big, unsound gate to block access to the fenced nothing in particular, tortured two mongoose to death, and brutally killed one of their pigs for no real reason. He planted a big non-native tree where he envisioned it being at the entrance to his yoga retreat, but never even drew up plans for temporary structures. It's fair to say, I think, that the way Socratic Moron lived out his goal of building a DIY yoga retreat, in tune with nature and returning the land to its native flora, was amateurish at best. By living in a cabin with Wi-Fi and modern amenities, they had a Wii and some movies, the need to start building the actual yoga center became less pressing. The goons who signed up for this bungle in the jungle wanted an experience of being in touch with nature, but they were just play-acting at survivalism. Socratic Moron was even worse, though. He was play-acting at business success. It comes out, at the end, that he's a failed businessman, but early on in the thread he's very proud of this decision to take most of his savings and buy this land, and says that he has lots of business experience. In his head, Samadhi Village already existed. His choice of projects, raising chickens, cutting marked trails, don't make sense for a thing that doesn't exist yet. He never built Samadhi Village, but he built a fence around it. He bought a big machine for tearing down trees, and he chained it to a tree. He got at least 5, maybe 10 people to fly on their own dime to Hawaii, but he just had them fuck around. He was too proud to cut his costs. He buys another 4x4 after the gator is stolen and some new tools, but he talked openly about having invested everything into this project. And there's nothing to show for it. Other than the two photos I've attached in the show notes, Samadhi Village exists only as text. Because it all went down so quickly, their blog isn't on the Wayback Machine. All we have is 2 forum threads and 2 photos. The lone and level sands stretch far away. If you'd like to suggest a topic, shoot me an email at ephemerathepodcast@gmail.com. I'd like to thank my Patreon supporters, everyone who helped me read lines for this show, and most of all, you for listening. If you like Ephemera, consider supporting it on Patreon. For $3 a month, you get first dibs on voice acting, the unreleased pilot episode of the show, and short companion pieces to each episode. The first 2 companion pieces are ready as I release this. I'll be releasing another 2 a month until they catch up with the regular feed in October. Next month on Ephemera, the curious intersection of Kindle porn, patent law, and Twitter beef. Never saying what I wanted. Never knowing what I wanted, knowing what I needed.
never lose.